Hello, beautiful beings. I'm your host, Kara Cott, and I want to welcome you to The Universe Made Me Do It, which is a conscious adventure of guiding you to live from your soul and manifest the tangible, juicy experiences, people, and places that matter to you. I am so excited you're here. And I want to thank you for bringing your source consciousness to this conversation. And remember, what you hear here, you create. Take what inspires you and discard the rest. And may you receive what you truly came here for. Aloha to the most amazing day of your life. I want to bring your presence to this sound in the background. It's the sound of the Pacific Ocean and the waves coming into the shore. Now, maybe you have a thought, why have I selected this vibration from nature to be a part of this message? At times it may be loud. Times it might be soft. But the magnificent water has a message for us. And so we allow this moment of receptivity to the sound, to the message of the water, and just being with it, allowing it to be the ambiance, the carrier of this message. And I'm going to share something with you. And know that the message, whatever you hear for yourself, is wrapped in, delivered in all components of what you hear and what you feel and what you see. And what I'm really guided to share with you today is the experience of, have you ever, or are you, dealing with something where it's a repetitive cycle? You know how to feel better about it, but when you're really focused on it, you don't feel so great. And no matter what you've done, no matter what you've tried, it stays the same. And if you're listening to this, then there's something you've experienced with it, and that you very well are experiencing right now. So I'm going to share something with you. I have a desire for romantic partnership in my life. Not just any romantic partnership, but the romantic partnership that I feel, that I know, that's vibrant and alive and connected and full and expansive. And I've done so many things that I thought were the key to manifesting this partnership, for this partner showing up, for this partnership existing in the physical, tangible form. I've done all sorts of things. I've meditated. I've intentionally wrote about it. I've imagined. I've talked about it as if it is. I've talked about it as if it's already happened. I've worked with coaches. I've gone on retreats. I've spent time in silence. And a myriad of other things. And I would find myself feeling good. Like, oh, I feel good about this. And then I find myself just feeling good in general. Like, I just feel good. Oh, life is so good. And then there were those moments focusing in on this partnership felt like shit. Not the kind of like, I feel like shit, but just a really heavy, if I could just not be here in this experience, if I could just not be a human right now, I know I'd feel so much better. Hell, if I could just not desire this in my life, well, that would really be it. And the irony is, I know that desire doesn't go away. I know that that desire is there. It's not the desire, it's my experience within it, within myself. So I'm here in this gorgeous land of Hawaii. And I had been feeling like shit. Such this heavy funk. I'm just like, I don't want to be here. And by here, I don't mean here in Hawaii. I mean like this here of like this human experience. Like, come on. This is shit right now. And I was just like, I don't want to do this anymore. I do not want to have this experience with myself. I had a phone call with my brother, and instead of pretending like it's not there, doesn't exist, I'm not feeling what I'm feeling, I just was with it. And I shared that with him, and I was like, yeah, I don't want to be a human right now. He's like, what are you talking about? Don't you love traveling and that you have fun doing what you're doing and living your life? And I was like, yeah. And I just, it was just this womp womp, like Eeyore, like heavy Eeyore of just like, That's what I sounded like, meh, no. And I was crying. And then my mom called me. What's going on? Clearly my brother had called her. And I was just with it. And I wasn't looking for a solution. And I'm not looking for a solution. I realize that the solution, the desire of looking for the solution in this particular conversation has been leading me to an endless trap. A vicious circle. I feel like shit. Let me look for solution. How can I feel good about this? Particularly, how can I feel good about this? Oh, I found access to some thoughts, some things. Oh, I'm starting to feel better. I feel better. Oh my gosh, this is so possible. It's so possible. Oh, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great about this. Now I'm just feeling good. And then something some focus, some thoughts, some experiences. Like, oh, starting to slip on my thoughts. Ooh, not feeling so great. Oh gosh, I'm looking at this area again, and now I feel like shit. And all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I don't want to be here. Oh, this sucks. Boy, does this suck. And then, solution. I think I found the solution. If I just write about it and I'm really clear, then that certainly will bring about this partnership. This experience that I desire to have, let me write it down. I know that writing is the strongest point of focus. So if I write this down, it's happening, because I write all sorts of stuff down and it's like, bing, bang, boom. Oh, there it is. I think about stuff and it's like, boom, there it is. I clearly have no resistance to those things. And then the cycle happens again and again. And I was just so clear. This doesn't work. If I go hunting around for a solution, looking, listening for solutions, I'm just in that vicious circle. Just in it. And it wasn't even so much that I decided that I'm not going to do anything. It's just that I knew that if I was to take an action based on I need to feel better about this, this is it. This is the thing that will create the opening, the allowance. This is the thing that will be a part of me letting the resistance go. I knew that if I interacted with that, that I would be in that vicious circle. On the fail for sure cycle of I think I found the solution. Now I feel good. Now I'm just feeling good. And then I'm triggered. And then I'm slipping into not so great thoughts. And then I'm sad. And then I just like am done with my human experience. And what I'm so clear about is that that doesn't work. And maybe you have the thought, well, isn't that just another action of this is the solution? No. And it's no because of how it feels. It's a no because I'm not interested in a solution anymore. And I'm not doing this to bring about that partner, to experience the partnership. And just being with it. Just allowing myself to be with the emotions, to share authentically with people, not because I want to. It's not like, oh, I know that if I go share this with my mom, I share this with my friend Jenny, like there's gonna be a solution. I'm just like, I don't want any solution here. My mom was like, oh, Carrie, you're so amazing, like she's trying to pep talk me up. And I'm like, thank you. Thank you. And instead of being like, look, I'm not looking for that, just thank you. I know you love me. Thank you. And I'm not looking to feel better. I'm just looking to be. But I'm not saying that out loud. My guidance has been to not talk about the experience. And even though I'm sharing with you, I know that you are listening. I know that you are listening. And that's the thing that I've been guided to do, is to not share and talk about the like, oh, well, I'm now doing this. And this is the thing. Because that's just more of that. It's not about doing it for the solution. It's not about doing it for the any reason. And it's not about justifying it to someone else and looking for like, yeah, I am amazing. Of course I can have this thing that I'm asking for. I can have this experience. No. And I'm guided to listen. Just to listen and to receive. And there have been so many messengers along the way. And I'm just listening. Not listening for a solution, just listening. You know the kind of listening that you can't put words to? The kind of listening that you feel deep within you? The listening that is beyond words. The listening that has you be like, thank you. Just thank you. No, like, oh, what you shared there, yeah, I really see. I feel now this, like, I feel clearer. No. The kind of listening that's, thank you. It's nothing that needs to be said about this. Just thank you. Thank you, divine being. Thank you. Just thank you. Knowing that what they said, what they didn't say, the energy, the essence, the vibration, the true communication is received. It's the difference between talking about your metamorphosis and experiencing the metamorphosis. And you know what? I've spent a lot of time talking about metamorphosis and sharing about it along the way of like, ooh, this is happening. Oh, now this is happening. Oh, now I'm experiencing. I know where I am in this metamorphosis. Yeah. And maybe, just maybe, the real communication is to cut the talking. To allow to be the deeper sense of you. Cut the talking. Just listen. Listen to the waves. Listen to the birds. Listen to what people are sharing. Listen to the earth. Listen to the sun. Listen to the moon. But truly, listen within. That is the only listening. That's the only true listening. It's from within. And yes, we are all the universe. We are the trees, the water, the sun, the moon, the earth. The people we interact with, we are all of that. And we listen. Listen outwardly, right? You can hear the waves. It's unglorious, right? Now take that listening within. Can you listen to the waves within you? Take this moment now. Listen to the waves in you. Bring it in. Bring it in. Bring it in. Bring it in, bring it in. Bring it in any way that it shows up for you. There's no right or wrong here. Just bring it in. Bring it in. It's not listening with your ears. It's listening with your soul. Listening with your soul. The waves are inside of you. The waves are inside of you. Do this. Experience this within yourself. Bring your listening in. If you're in a conversation with someone and they're sharing whatever they're sharing, notice where you're listening from. It may be helpful to settle into the heart space. That may be a useful experience to bring the listening within self, within your soul. You can take your listening deeper in so many ways. Imagine your inhale. Maybe it's filling your lungs, but maybe it's filling your soul. Take it beyond the known. Take it deeper in the listening. Take it deeper into the listening. Now, how did this conversation get from like listening deeper within, from something that you want to have happen or experience in your life, and you've been in this vicious circle and it's just not happening? What we're really looking for doesn't always look the way that we think it does. And it's not about this is the solution to then go manifest the thing. When you've reached that point of I am what matters. My relationship with me, with my inner being, with my higher self, with God, with Source, with the universe, that's what's dominant. When that is felt and known most, and the thoughts of like, I'm doing this because I know that it will manifest that, you're not there yet. What you're looking for does not always look like what you think it looks like. So I'm never looking for a partner. I am always looking for that deepened relationship with self. It is always about relationship with self and the experience of this human experience expressed through life here on planet Earth. What would it be like to have the absolute most important thing that matters most to you be you? To be the relationship you have with you. It's not a place that you force. It's a moment, an experience, a discovery. And what would it be like to surrender to you? What would that be like? To surrender to you. Take a look. Surrender doesn't have to be difficult and hard and painful. Surrender gets to be ease and fun and playful. So for me, the only thing that matters to me in this moment, the only thing that matters to me is that relationship. Taking that step into a deeper depth of listening. And it's been fun. Yesterday, I was guided to go lay out on the grass. It was wet. It was really early in the morning, so it was cool. And just to lay on the grass naked. And I had some resistance, like, oh, I know that's going to be a little cold. And like, even though I love those experiences, I still had this chatter in my mind, like, why I shouldn't do it. And I realized this is it. These are the moments. Surrender. Go lay on that grass. So I did. I laid on the grass. And I laid and I laid. And then I was guided to sit to meditate. So I sat. And I meditated. Surrender. What you're asking for doesn't always look the way that you think. And oftentimes, our path of least resistance to something, to anything, doesn't look the way that we think it looks. Listen. Surrender. And consider experiencing your life from the standpoint of what matters most to me is me. Not in a, I'm what matters to me. No. This is a what matters to me within you. Relationship with self. Relationship of you as the universe. And there you have it, beautiful beings. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I know your true heart's desire is to live a magical, vibrant life. And I hope this podcast is supporting you in the fulfillment of this desire. I want to hear from you and how this or any of my other episodes is impacting your life. Rate, review, subscribe from wherever you're listening, or email me at theuniversemademedoit@gmail.com. And please share this episode with a friend whose life you know it will positively impact. Sharing can give them access to a deeper knowing and clarity and can allow them to shift their current life experience. Text them or share on social media a link from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening. Or share theuniversemademedoit.com/podcast.